sickness. 98 KUPD.
98 KUPD. There you go. Thank you, Silence the Voice. Starting another glorious Wednesday. And we have to say, we've had an issue. I want to get into other stuff too, but Brett just came back from the bathroom, and we've got to. And again, people think that I was bougie with all I really asked for. When you know, I'm not hard to deal with as far as like contract negotiations and stuff. I'm not smart enough. So Tripp's like, what do you want in your next deal? And I looked at him and I thought, all right, here we go, John. This is, you got to play this game here. This is your big move. I said, I want my own bathroom. And he just goes, done. I'm like, well, that was easy. I should ask for more than that. But I got to, and you know what? Priceless. Priceless. It's a $1 million tag on my bathroom. I'd take a pay cut if he ever threatened to take away my bill. No, keep the money. I need that bathroom. Because why, Brett? Tell him what you just saw.
Some nasty whatever that works in this building decided to leave a bloody rag in the sink.
In the sink?
In the sink.
I get bloody noses, man.
Whatever. Yeah, in the sink. Throw them away for Christ's sake. There's a garbage can.
It's literally like 6 inches from the sink.
And there's another thing. If you get caught not flushing, skitter in the toilet at a nice facility. Now, if you're working in Port-a-Johns and whatever, you're just trying to get in and out of there. I'm surprised you wipe your own ass.
You get a skitter in a Port-a-John, you've done some
You've
work.
Done amazing stuff.
But
if you do that in a nice facility. Oh, come See? On. Toledo just took a photo of it and sent it back. If you do stuff like that and we catch you, you lose bathroom privileges. You
got
to go to Circle K or somewhere else. You got to go pee where it's gross. You know, you got to go to this Circle K down the street that they haven't washed.
That's worse.
Yeah, that one down on whatever's going on by this freeway, the one that I don't think Circle K even knows they own anymore. Like, if they knew their name was on it, they'd be like, who's the jokester that put Circle K on this dump?
Penalty bush.
Yeah, you go to the, yeah. I don't want you in the parking lot either because you'll make a mess of that. I want you to have
Maybe
to go.
Get picked up.
Go to LGE. Go to Video West. You can't do it here. And then you go up to, you end up in convenience stores or Port-a-John. We should set up a Port-a-John right out here that if
Not
we catch
idea.
You doing that, it's disgusting. It's your share. And that's the reason I did it when the contract thing came up a year ago. I'm like, the only thing I really care about is getting my own bathroom. And I did. There's an office no one uses with a bathroom in it. And Tripp's like, you know, that's corporate people that fly into town have to use that office. So when they're here, you can't have the office. I don't care. Can I use the bathroom? Because they're not going to be here from 5 until 10 in the morning anyway. Yeah, yeah. They're corporate people. So far, thank you, COVID. Not one person from corporate has been here in a year. I've been using that bathroom. And you go in there, and it's the cleanest bathroom in this place. Because not getting dumped in. I don't get blood all over the place. And I don't know why you would. But, yeah, if we can. And right now is the weird time because this should be easy to figure out.
Well, I'm trying to figure because the cleaning crews usually hear about 8 or 9 o'clock at night. So
you would know that.
It's either Shannon.
Possible.
Afterwards.
Or
afraid. It's Neandermark and the boys over there.
There's a couple of producers, mystery producers that wander around.
There's one board op it's a chick. So
what
she
about
be in there
the
anyway.
Sports station we always forget about?
There's nobody here that late at night, okay. No.
But first thing in the morning, is anybody here?
Mm-mm. I don't think there's anybody there yet. I think
Jeremy shows up. Kayla's not going to use our bathroom.
No, and Jeremy's not here yet. So,
huh?
So the difference between our bathroom on the second floor, first floor, night and day.
Is it? I don't go to the. I have my own bathroom.
It is.
And the other thing is the bathroom upstairs hasn't been fixed in a long time. And you know why that is? Tripp also has his own bathroom. He's got no need to go into your hole. It's disgusting.
I don't blame him.
I don't
either.
That's why your boss always has an office. With its own bathroom. He doesn't even want to piss with you guys. Because on the whole, shared bathrooms and offices are disgusting. And ours got so bad for a while. When Dale Hellestray worked here, and he denies it, but there's no denying size 23 Nikes facing the wrong way on the toilet for 8 minutes at a time.
9:08.
Yeah. My morning ritual. Johnny. We're out of newspaper. I'm like, you wipe with the paper? The only thing my hand doesn't go through. Oh. So, yeah, Dale
then
would go in there and wreck it.
Switch on him.
Mark from Neander, Tim and Mark.
Oh, man. He
drops some bombs.
Peel the paint off the walls.
I'll give Paul Marshall that. I don't think he poops at work because I don't think he wants to follow his partner into the bathroom. Because what Mark's doing ain't human. He's not a big dude. But what comes out of him is toxic.
Fog.
And then you got John Gordon occasionally. I'll see his little tiny shoes facing the wrong way when I used to go into that bathroom. I'm like, this is why I need my own bathroom. Because you just hear him in there going, yeah, the rights of the army flying over the hill with all their steeds in the way. I'm like, oh, that's John Gordon singing 80s weird fan in your hair rock.
It's still not as bad as the bathrooms in the Quad, though. Those were completely disgusting.
That thing
disgusting.
Would flood and no one would stop yeah. it. It was like a waterfall.
When you'd walk on that, it was a waterbed flooring.
Yep, yep.
we'll put in sponge carpet. And I think we did. I think for a little while he looked into sponge carpets. Well, we don't have goddamn plumbers are expensive. The carpet replacement is cheaper. And then you go and pee, and what turned out to be one of those, it was a fondue fountain coming out of the top of that thing. You got a chocolate fountain in the bathroom. Just go in, it's just overflowing. It's quite beautiful.
That is a waveless cut pile rug.
Oh, disgusting.
That was like the old building, too. Oh. Well, the roof leaked so bad that when the ceiling tiles would get brown, they just replaced the ceiling tiles.
Yeah, they
wouldn't get the roof fixed.
Cover this up.
Yep.
This one's no good anymore. Replace it. How do you replace all the mold and stuff? You don't. That's called remediation, and that's expensive. Put a new tile in.
It grows so thick, it insulates.
And then Chuck would get the thing, the tiles they don't make for the roof anymore. And then he'd have one of the interns spray paint the brown stain. Just paint over it.
I don't care if it says asbestos. Just put it up there.
I'm 81 years old. I've got everything in the book. If you're going to bitch about your lungs. Yeah, we should have taken a lesson from Chuck, who the last couple of years wandered around with an oxygen tank and couldn't breathe because he was in that Guadalupe building for 20 years of his life. No wonder. But yeah, this bathroom. I say we put it to a vote, and I bet you we wouldn't get any pushback. If you get caught, and this goes to the trash as well. If you have a bleeding nose, and you pop that plug out of there like an L7 tampon, and put it on top of the trash, the proper thing to do in that
case is to wrap it
with more and put it in and make it so nobody else has to see your goo. But tossing it in the sink, that's an immediate 2-week suspension from the bathroom.
You're just a nasty.
Even at the other building, I used the ladies' room because we didn't have any women working there. So it was like having your own private bathroom.
I don't know. When we had the secretary used to eat Pop-Tarts.
Yeah, I stopped that.
On the throne.
Yeah, she would go in. I caught her going in, and I shamed her to no end.
As you should.
And you should. Anybody going into the bathroom with lunch. What are you going to do in there with those, Jillian?
It's my lunch hour.
You're going to take a massive and eat 2 strawberry Pop-Tarts? Not on my watch, sister.
You shouldn't even be here anymore. It's past noon.
Well, lucky for you, I am. And give me the Pop-Tarts.
You're gotta not replace going what's coming out.
Yeah, what are you, a one-stop shop? Did they cut out most of your intestines where it just shoots through you? You're like a Pop-Tart collider and it's just flying out?
You're an asshole.
I'm like, well, that's what we're trying to avoid here. So let me just have these. And I took those from her, and she wasn't allowed to eat them in the bathroom anymore. Now, whether she did or not when I wasn't watching, that's fine, but there was a Pop-Tart suspension. Why can't we have that bathroom suspension? You dump at work, and you get caught staining it, and you're not courteous of the next user. If you're going to share the bathroom.
Clean your mess.
You're a disaster. I'm sorry you had to deal with that, Brett.
Thank you.
I would offer up my bathroom, but then what's the point of it?
I understand that. No, but nasty mother.
Yeah, I'm with you. And also, it's been broken for a few months.
Yeah.
Right?
It
doesn't work.
It's got to be, going on 4 or 5 months now? At least.
Yeah.
What's it doing? Just running?
No, it's got the out of order sign on it.
Yeah. The toilet?
It's been locked down for
the handicap one?
No, 6 months. No, that one's open.
Oh, okay.
No, they've got a wide berth in there for the other one.
Well, I'll just use this opportunity to say that Rock Wars is brought to you by our friends at Moon Valley Plumbing. Travis, why don't you go in there and...
I think he needs official... go-ahead from Susie, who's not in town.
He's got it?
Come on down.
I'm actually Susie's replacement when she's not here.
There you go. Nice.
I don't know if you guys knew that. So,
by the way, I've had issues with my check.
Have you?
Nope.
Yeah, you don't want to play that game. Have you been getting it?
Oh, yeah.
Then you got no issues.
Mm-hmm. Damn it.
Because you're just lucky to get one. We can arrange real big issues with your check or no issues at all. No check, no issues. At least on our end. I feel bad for people. The public restroom thing. I always look at construction guys and I'm like, you probably had some of them, not all of them, a passion for this job. You're a hands-on handy guy. You're one of those dudes who likes to build with your brawn and your hands do the work and everything else. But what you didn't sign up for was working with these dudes who on the floor and don't care. And you part of your life is taking dumps in plastic boxes and or living in other people's dumps in plastic boxes. I feel so terrible for all of them. I on the 51 about 2 months ago, I was coming back home from the React Defense thing, and I'm cruising along, singing, carefree, and all of a sudden there's traffic. I'm like, it's COVID time. These freeways don't back up. What's going on? And on the side of the road, two dudes with a flatbed trying to figure out what's going on as I slowly crept by the incident. One of the porta potties tipped over that they were hauling out onto the freeway.
Oh, man.
And as you see it, as you realize, oh, that's a porta potty that fell off that flatbed. And these guys were just kind of like, you know, head scratching side of the road. Like, well, what do we do with this? I'm not picking this thing up. It's laying in the freeway in the far lane. And they're pulled over and they're just looking at, there's another one strapped to the back of the thing. And one of the straps evidently broke. And as you drive by, it's just a sea of waste.
The blue wave.
No blue, Brady. None of it was blue. Oh, the black asphalt made all the turds pop. It was 3D. And it's toilet paper, but it's just mashed down. The turds were everywhere. And no, and everybody's going around at like 2 miles an hour. I got pictures in my phone of the thing, but they weren't good. My phone was focused on my filthy windows. But the turds. All over the 51, just everywhere. And these guys are looking at this thing like, well, we got to walk through the turds to get to the plastic box that fell over. And I think they were just thinking, let's go. Let's just get out of here. But they couldn't do it. And a cop rolls up right as I'm going by. I'm like, these poor bastards. But then you realize what goes on in those porta-johns. And you know, no matter how they try to dress them up, the nice ones at charity events and stuff where they
air conditioning,
they have
and
the AC
yeah.
and they yeah, have the trailers. Little vent. And then they time it. Oh, the trailers are the worst ones because yeah. There's a COVID sink in the middle of that thing that everybody's spitting in. Yeah. If you get caught, Brett, you know what we should do is have you on bathroom duty. You should go check it every 10 minutes.
Okay.
And because right now we have our suspect. Because when I went and got some M&Ms, Mark went into the bathroom.
Uh-huh.
So Neandermark might be the problem.
What a slob.
I call it Australopithecus Africanamark. And Neanderthal. So that's a bad one. So you can't use my bathroom. But
I completely understand, especially after seeing these idiots around
but
here.
That's where
there's options.
Are there?
Yeah, downstairs.
You go to the you go, yeah, us slugs go down. Yeah. That's the problem.
Yeah,
is that we've ruined our upstairs bathroom. This is the problem with immigration, is that you wreck your country. And then you sneak into our good country and start wrecking that too. And I don't care what country you're talking about. It's that way. Because you're not allowed in that bathroom. But because of the woke nature of the sales department, they're going to tell you, no, this is ours. You're not. You go up to your bathroom. Just because we ruined it doesn't mean you get access to it. I guarantee you try to sneak into Tripp's bathroom, and you're going to get a firm talking to and possibly fired. The sales department should do that to us, too, because this is a gross group. Radio people are disgusting. And they have no, like the salespeople I got to give, although the ladies' room smells odd.
I've seen them up here.
I've never seen a salesperson pee or poop up here. And you know what? Yeah. That's fine. They can.
I don't know about pooping.
They're fine coming up here. They haven't destroyed anything. We are the dregs of society, us on-air people. And we have no business in the nice bathrooms. So you going down there wrecking it, it's going to open the door for the bloody
also,
nose
Also, the promo
guy.
Pin is downstairs, but I see a lot of them coming up here.
Well, they know their spot. This is the poor people bathroom. This building has turned into India. Downstairs, you get tons of it because our bathroom. The reason I wanted out of it, I wouldn't have even thought about it if I had used that sales bathroom. That thing's spotless all the time. And I know what you guys, you public restroom users, are going to start sneaking downstairs like Brady's already started to do, and that'll open the door for the other one. So I see Brady doing it. He won't use the gross, and then next thing you know, that bathroom's gross. And now I got people standing outside my door. Well, you're going to get shot. I will shoot you. Don't even think about it. Marcus Meng threatens it. What Marcus doesn't know is I've already filed a complaint that if he's ever caught in my bathroom, I got keys to your bathroom, I'll use it. I'm like, okay. I went right to Trip and right to HR and said, hey, if he's ever caught using that bathroom, that's the whole purpose of that being in my contract, right?
Wasn't he using it or was that Dom?
Dom, I found out Dom was using it. And then Dom very wisely bought two cases of Diet Dr. Pepper and left them on my desk as an apology.
Oh, okay. All right.
Never mind about this.
Right. Yeah, he's like, oh, I'm like, look, Dom. Because Mark has ratted him out. So eventually, if you ever get caught in there, there's a chance that you'll be removed from the facility. And rightfully so. I haven't. And the funny part was I had my lawyer put it in the contract, and Tripp was reading through it. And when I gave it back to him, he goes, you put that in here? And I'm like, well, yeah, you never know when that's going to be important, and we're finding out. You were actually, that was just an agreement. I was going to let you have the bathroom. I'm like, no, I have my own private bathroom used only by me. And you have it in the deal. Yeah, lawyers write it. It's in there. I have it highlighted. That's the most important thing in that deal.
John, you want to see the worst port-a-john ever?
No.
Come to the dump with us garbage truck drivers.
No.
The one there after 10 hours and 10 gallons of coffee.
Oh.
Is there only one?
Yeah, and I feel bad for everyone. You guys. Nobody signed up for that.
No.
And we talk about health care, that everybody, right. That's a right. Everybody has a right to a decent bathroom. Port-a-johns are...
It's a celebration when the building bathrooms are finally finished on the construction sites.
Oh, I'm sure of it. Yeah, once they get live water, and I guarantee you why that is
one of the first things.
It isn't though, because my dad's thing, they won't turn it on until the people are ready to move in. They'll
for
test
that reason,
it, but it ain't staying on because these idiots will use it and they'll wreck it. And then the tenants come and go. What happened to the bathrooms? Brand new building. Our construction guys were using it. Tear this building down.
That's why I always tell people that when we do U-Fest and stuff, get the VIP tickets because only maybe 150 people are going to be using those port-a-johns instead of the other 7,000 out in the crowd.
Drunk.
Whoa. Yeah.
Awful people.
Puke and meth. Ugh.
Yeah. Ugh. And at the time, Brady was the only place serving food. So you had meth, Brady's barbecue firing through people on a hot summer day.
It was a consistent smell.
Oh, it was. Oh, it was. And let me tell you, that stuff going in smelled a whole lot different coming out. Your barbecue loosened up memories from the Reagan administration. I had a couple moments there where Mary Lou Retton shot out of my ass in the 84 Olympics where, you know, Peter Uberoth arranged my dump. Anyway, the bathroom is gross, and I apologize. I feel, you know, I'm still an advocate for you. But unfortunately, none of you have the talent or ambition that I have to get your own bathroom, so you're on your own. Taylor emailed in and he goes, John, I was listening to your podcast during the week, and I have a bone to pick with you. I'm a diehard Arizona sports fan. To start, I know how hard it is to support bad teams. But the argument you made the other day that other people can't enjoy different teams when they win is wrong. It's like saying you found a porn star scene you enjoy, then seeing her get railed by a different guy. You're still going to jerk off to it. Well, I don't know what you do when you watch sports, but it's vastly different than what I do. Now, to use your analogy against you, if I said, man, August Ames is the only porn star for me. I only jerk off to August Ames. She's the best. And the next thing you know, you catch me in a room with Kimmy Granger. And there I am with Kimmy. I say, hey, wait a minute. You're an August Ames guy. You said you're ride or die with all. Yeah, but I mean, Kimmy's in here. And she's pretty great, too. So go, Kimmy. Like, no, you pledged allegiance to this thing. That's what you're supposed to do. If you're going to scream out and decorate your car in one thing, and then, you know, occasionally like, well, she's dead now. August Ames is dead now. But you just said yesterday you're a bit. No, no, no. Now I'm a Kimmy guy. No. Nope. Is August.
There's lots of fan sites Twitter up there page. Still.
And it's hard because you're not supposed to get individually attached to one porn star. That's weird. And usually you're a murderer.
Get you a August Ames ornament.
What is that?
Just a
Christmas ornament? She can be the star on my tree? I don't think that flies for most family gathering. I mean, it's definitely going to be a conversation.
It'll be on the back side of the tree.
The late August Ames is a Christmas ornament? You're a pervert. Yeah, but porn's different because you're supposed to have multiple. And sports is one at a time. And the reason I was coming down on the people that were cheering for Tom Brady is because for the last 20 years, all they talked about was Patriot this, Patriot that. I'll never do this. The Patriots are the best. Screw everybody else, all that. I never heard a Patriot fan tell me about their second favorite team, ever.
No.
I also never heard a Patriot get too overly excited when Willie McGinnis was a Brown. I never once said, well, I love them Browns. It just seemed to be that Tom Brady was the one that you guys were.
Or Vrabel.
Yeah, Vrabel left. And I don't see you cheering for Mike Vrabel to beat the Patriots every once in a while because he is a Patriot and he's your second favorite guy now. I never really hear you screaming that Romeo Crennel is a Bill Belichick protege. It just seemed to be that this allegiance died because you were.
They were happy when the coach, what was his last Matt for the.
Matt Millen.
Lions, yeah. Well, yeah. No, for the Lions. He got.
Or not Matt Millen.
Taught him to leave the coach staff.
Patricia. Yeah, nobody seems super excited. I don't remember you rooting for the Broncos when Josh McDaniel left and then came back. So I'm not so sure you were Patriot fans. And if you're going to be a fan of a team, it's different than any other. Like, you can't compare it to porn. You can't, your allegiance goes deep down. Like, if Frank Thomas, when he was an A, you weren't sitting there going, man, I sure hope the A's do well.
He was dead to me until he retired.
Dead until he comes back. Exactly. I still hate that the Cubs retired Greg Maddux's number.
Which is crazy.
He's not a Cub. Yeah. He's an Atlanta Brave. Period. That's where he made his hay. He was with the Cubs early. The Cubs didn't pay him. Someone else did. Had a thriving career there. And then came back when he was old. And they flew his flag. He's one of five or six Cubs that have had their numbers retired. And he was there. He bookended a great career with the Cubs. Did nothing for them.
I wouldn't even wear my Frank Thomas jersey, like my White Sox Frank Thomas jersey, when he was with the Blue Jays and the A's. Yep. I'm just like, it stays in the closet till he retires.
It's over. Yeah. I have a Carlos Zambrano jersey. The second he was gone from the Cubs, I'm like, well, what am I going to ever do with this? Yeah. I've never taken it off the hanger since. Ever. If your guy leaves, he's dead to you.
Yeah, absolutely.
So these Tom Brady, you know, sympathizers. Well, the Bucks have always been. What does it matter? It's an NFC, don't you? No. Where's your Cam Newton jersey? And where's your fandom? And where's your sad tears to say, I'm not rooting for Tom Brady to win another Super Bowl because he's not doing it with my team. He abandoned us. Yeah, if August Ames all of a sudden started to do nothing but midget porn, I'd be like, that's not the one I was cheering for. She's left my team. I mean, I'd gander at it. But I'm not going to keep her on my favorites list. So your porn deal doesn't really hold water. If I had a car decorated with August Ames bumper stickers and I wore her jersey and then started to cheer for her to not be in porn anymore.
You'd be Dom.
That's more of it. That's what Dom did.
Yeah.
August Ames left porn and started to be a businesswoman. And now I'm cheering for her to do well at, you know, Ryko. That's not the case. I wouldn't do that. I'd just abandon her. Of course, she's gone. Rest in peace, August Ames. I believe it was suicide. She accomplished so much in her 3.5 years in porn. I mean, still sometimes videos August Ames pops up. You're like, I haven't seen this one yet. She's been dead for 2 years. Where this is, it's like
she's still making
it. It's like Jimi Hendrix album. Sometimes they just happen.
She's like Tupac.
Yeah, they just all
just
these
keep rolling.
Man, they found some old footage and they pieced it together.
Her
and
brother
it's
and sister have them.
I'm on the probably they're digging through her house and like going through her belongings. Like, here's one. She one of the pioneers of VR. Who knew? Yeah, she was in a VR one the other day, and I'm like, she was dead before the Oculus was invented. The foresight on this girl.
How was it?
It was all right.
All right.
It's a little grainy.
Ah.
It's what I called a no close. I knew midway through I wasn't going to finish to this. So I zapped out of it and started a new one. This, my friends, is a no-close.
John, did you take a knee for August Ames this morning?
No. She's been gone for a long time. I mean,
3 years.
Move on. I couldn't even close to her. This was 2 nights ago in the Oculus. Well, that was actually 3 nights ago. But she was on there, and I'm like, August Ames on the Oculus. That's amazing. Because I don't know when that thing was invented, but it was after she died. But there she was in a VR movie. Damn proud of her. But I'm not loyal to my porn stars.
Damn, John, you pulled out your snitch blade this morning about that dude
right.
in the bathroom. What's
that's
up?
Right. There is a time. That's clearly a black listener. There is a time when snitching is all right and it's bathroom related. I think even blacks would agree with that, and they hate snitches, but I'll tell you
even
right
the Italians
now,
on this one.
Yeah, Italians will snitch on this. Yeah, this is snitch-worthy because it's disgusting.
Well, Guten Tag actually sent over her take on it.
Oh, no.
We can get the prison side of things.
Man, how you guys doing? Courtesy flush, man. It's not just radio. Nasty is nasty. We had chicks that wouldn't crap in their cells because maybe they were embarrassed or scared of their celly. They'd go crap in the showers. Oh, man.
A lot of stomping.
OMG, man. We'd hunt down that crapper. Oh, yeah. And we would always find him. I was the first to shower in my pod, and God forbid, a bitch crapped on my shower floor. Oh, man. This is why your wife needs to carry, or needs you to carry her purse while she hits the head. Women are gross. Jay Gutentag. Ironically, the same person that just wrote in all caps, women are gross, has isolated her sexual interests to only women. So now she's invited. You should try men for a while, Jay.
No, John. That one's coming.
Been there, done that. Yep.
Tried that action. It's tough.
Thick shade.
It's tough, man, trying to date a guy. You know when you make more money than a dude? Try having a bigger dick than him. Mine's prettier, too. Looks like a worm that just got out of the pool. Some reason we can all picture that. That's disgusting. Anyway, yeah, the bathroom etiquette is very real. And yeah, I'm snitching. And I haven't even seen it. I'm just passing on the snitch-worthy quality.
Have you seen the picture? It's worse in person.
I already know. But I did. I had that put in legal contract paper.
I don't blame you.
Because when Tripp even rolled his eyes at it, I'm like, that's the most important thing in this deal. Beyond the money or anything else. And there's not a ton in there. I'm not one of those guys. Like I actually wanted a driver, but I didn't have the guts to ask. And also, I would have been disappointing to the driver a lot. Because if you have a driver, I assume you're going to wake up the second the door, somebody's knocking on the door. Because you're not responsible for anything anymore. So I'd get in that extra 10 minutes. I'd overslept all the time. I'd have been sitting in my driveway every day. What if I don't like them? Now I'm going to, yeah. But I'm going to have a driver here in a couple weeks when I get this arm chopped up. They told me I'm not allowed to drive after shoulder surgery for like 4 weeks.
Oh, jeez.
And then I talked to another doctor. But
then you'll be the Winter Soldier.
Yeah, that's right.
Bionic arm, nice.
I don't know if I'm going to go that far. Be neat, though. But the doctor that I talked to that's not doing the surgery said, we just tell you that to cover our ass. Because if you're in that thing.
Should
for,
he be out in the his fellow.
I've had this very same doctor talk to me.
Talk about Winston and snitches,
aspirin.
The doctors.
This doctor told me about expired medicine. He's like, don't worry.
I've heard
about
that about
it.
Expired
medicine.
Oh, really?
That's cover your ass.
Cover your ass.
Yeah, it's all legalese. Aspirin lasts forever. I'm like, really? Because it incrementally gets less and less powerful, but that's about it. And the reason why they're so worried about your expired medicine is because your jackass teenagers steal it and sell it.
Yep.
It still works, or they wouldn't worry about it. It can't hurt you. So I've got this doctor telling me, don't worry about that. But he basically said, look, they tell you that whole don't drive for a while, because if you start driving or if you do something stupid, you're not going to have
– get into
and
a
you
wreck.
Get into a wreck and yeah. You goof up. They're like, hey, we told you shouldn't have been driving. So it just basically – it cuts them off. A week or so after the surgery, I'm going to be driving one arm in it. And what it'll cut down on is me texting and driving.
You'll figure out.
Because right now, the only reason I'm using this left arm when I drive is to text.
Vader said he would be your chauffeur for you during
no
your
thanks.
Surgery.
I
don't blame you on that one either.
That's right. I don't want to wake up to Vader every morning. That's why he lives alone. No one does.
No
one wants that.
Ah!
Ah, God.
I'm up.
Damn it.
Morning, boss.
Nick Nolte from.
Morning, yeah.
Ready to go, dude. Here's
What's
your
up,
pizza.
Chief?
Like, ah, Nick Nolte from Down and Out in Beverly Hills is here to get me. Thanks, but no thanks, Vader. I've got a professional driver. All lined up and ready to go. That'll be nice. But then I feel like, I don't know, that'll just be for a few days. And Brett, you've been very nice to do that for me, so I really appreciate it.
Oh, yeah.
Brett's going to drive all the way over to pick me up and then back to
me. I got you. We'll do it.
That'd be lovely. Actually, you got a nice ride. The only thing is about this driver situation is, do I ride in the back? I think you have to, right?
Yes, Miss Daisy.
Yeah, yeah, that's
in the
it.
Back.
Yeah. I'll get you, Miss Daisy. Don't worry about that. I'm here to pick you up, you one-armed loser. Better part is I get this left surgery, And then when that recovers, I'm doing the right arm. So I got this driver back again later in the year. It's going to be a good
year
for me.
Bitch.
Yeah. Brett's going to get a lot of mileage written off this year. Good for you. Anyway, use the bathroom properly, and I'm looking for a quality driver, not named Vader McMahon. Vader, you can deliver a pizza to my house. Once. Oh, you've hit your quota. I'm sorry. No more Vader. What do you got on the big board of musical treats over there?
All right, on the Action Ride Shop big board of fun. Don't forget Action Ride Shop on Facebook, Action Ride Shop on Instagram, and right now is the time to hit them up with all the winter weather going on up north. And we've got a bunch of stuff here, Korn, Megadeth, a lot of this going out to kind of the idiots out there that are getting
the
rescued. Yeah, but, you know, the best one that came in, I think, was Dopes Die, Mother Effer Die.
All right.
But I'm going to put that out to the guy in the bathroom who left his snotty rag
this
in the sink.
This applies to everything.
Absolutely.
Because, yeah. Like, Brady was the only one that was like, that's why we hire people to rescue it. No, it isn't. That's not it at all. And Brady's rose-colored glasses. If you go hiking in a snowstorm, you die in the snowstorm. We're not sending out American heroes to go get your ass. That's stupid. So the Die, Mother Effer Die applies there.
Yes.
And also to the guy who blows bloody snot rags and tosses them in the sink.
Nasty.
Repulsive. Ugh. Also, if you pee in a bathroom and you flood the floor, have some courtesy and wipe that up.
Well, yeah, the urinals over here, they're just, it looks like polka dots all around the urinal.
It's disgusting. Just, you know, we've got all these Clorox wipes in here for COVID in every room in the building. Throw one on the floor and use your shoe and clean up the mess and then pick it up and delicately and then wash your hands.
I notice it's pretty good in both bathrooms, even this one. I mean, spotless. I
don't when you first come in the morning.
Because it's got the Brady urinal thing in there. It says Brady on
That's
it.
True.
People don't miss.
Yeah, they're pissing
Brady
on Brady urinal. Pretty good.
I think your definition of spotless needs an update.
Yeah, that's true, too.
I was just kidding.
Yeah, I do like pissing on the Brady, but I don't have one of those in my private bathroom. I just have a photo of you for target practice. But yeah, just if you pee all over the floor, clean it up. It's not hard.
No.
And then you got a sink in there with soap you're supposed to use, too. But I've countless amount of times seen that. One of the promo kids went in there and just waved his hand and made water in the thing and then walked out. And this was a long time ago. And I'm like, what was that? And he goes, well, I just didn't want people to think I didn't wash them. So he just made the sink wet?
The gesture.
It isn't even a gesture. He just wanted the other people in the bathroom that saw him in there to think. And he didn't see that I saw him. I was at the urinal. And he goes, shh. Doesn't put his hands on it, just does the wave so the automatic thing turns on, makes water in the bowl of the sink.
The basin?
And then he goes and leaves. And I said, I saw you didn't wash your hands. He goes, well, you just ran the water. And he started laughing. He goes, I didn't know it was you in there. I wanted to make sure people thought I washed my hands. I'm like, why didn't you just wash your hands? Take the time to fake wash your hands.
But he didn't cover up well enough that he didn't notice.
I leaned over to look to make sure he was washing. And then
he's like, relax, bro, and then coughed on you.
Yeah. And then, and then I'm like, I'm getting my own bathroom. It's disgusting. You're all so gross. There's a guy right now listening to us dropping a deuce all over the floor and half onto the... I would like to go to these people's homes and see the peel. You know, I won't be friends with you if you have fuzzies around your bathroom. Like, that's an immediate deal breaker.
What do you mean fuzzy? Oh, the carpets
and
stuff like that?
The fake carpet and then the fuzzy wrap on top. And you dressed up your toilet with teddy bears and I'm out.
What about the padded toilet seats, like those old 70s or 80s?
The worst quality vinyl. The worst part about that was there was never one of those I saw that was new. It always had a crack and like some of the stuffing, and then someone would take super glue or something and or tape. Oh, my grandma's had tape on it, like masking tape. Oh, it's just a germ collecting machine.
Until new vinyl came out.
Oh.
Put a bead over the crack?
You got any of that fuzzy stuff surrounding the bottom of your toilet? Yeah, No, I'm just going to have to leave. I think the last time I was at my friend Colin's house was Megan wouldn't use his bathroom. It was just covered in hair. The whole house is clean. You go into the bathroom, Megan's like, can I use your bathroom? He goes, yeah, right there. And she goes, never mind. And he goes, what? She goes, I'm not using this bathroom. He goes, you won't go to the bathroom in it. No, I don't want to stand in that anymore.
Well, it's not like Colin has Fabio hair or anything.
His whole body's coated.
Oh, is he? Okay.
And evidently he trims little bits of it right there freely into his bathroom floor.
Oh.
Or his hair's in some sort of weird revolt, just, and they're just leaping off of him.
Let's go to PetSmart and get a Furminator.
He needs a double coat brush. Get that undercoat out. He's like an Australian Shepherd. It's like, my God, there's another person in here made of hair. Yeah, she wouldn't even go. We had to go somewhere else so she could go to the bathroom because this bathroom was so dirty. That's dudes, though.
Didn't somebody break the bathroom at Tripp's house one time during one of the Christmas parties? Like in that downstairs bathroom?
Yes. Well, that bathroom had trouble anyway.
Oh, did it? Okay.
It was. It, I don't think you're supposed
to use
it.
Are you supposed to use it, and someone did?
Yeah. I'm guessing Hud or Jeff Lane. Those would be my two immediate, like, ugh.
Right now I'm on Jeff Lane.
I'll go with Jeff Lane.
Yeah.
He did some Christmas party damage.
Yeah. There's a trail of bloody Kleenex left in there.
Those weren't Kleenex. Those were the tears of the coworkers' wives.
Why is he here? He's staring at me through a hole he drilled in the bathroom wall. Ah, what's up, wicked hot pee in there?
It's out of control now.